brazy, do the mumble like a crazy rhythm.
Welcome, everybody, to the Italian Gamer Joe podcast. I'm your host, Joe, also known as the Italian Gamer Joe on YouTube, Twitch, and most social media channels. The day is August 29th, 2021, and it's the top of the hour. It's 7 o'clock p.m. I'm excited because today I'm going to be reviewing the game 12 Minutes for PC and Xbox. Again, I am going to be giving you a review of 12 Minutes for PC and Xbox. I'm really excited. It's a really great game. Let's just jump right in. The system of time moving with or without player input isn't necessarily new to adventure video games. In July 1997, developer Smoking Par Productions released a game called The Last Express. The game itself is about an American man who accepts an invitation from an old acquaintance of his to board the Orient Express several days before the start of World War I. When he arrives on the train, he discovers that his friend has been murdered. The main character must figure out who murdered his friend and jump into a world of lies, political conflict, romance, and more murder before the end of his train ride. The Last Express was made with a time system where time kept moving forward regardless of the player's input or not. Characters went about their schedules, conflicts played out, and the train continued making its way to its destination. Depending on the player's choices, they can also unlock timed checkpoints where they can travel back in time and play out choices differently, thus changing the course of the story. Smoking Car Productions created 34 endings, four of which are main endings and one of which is a canon true ending. In October 2000, Nintendo released a game that forever changed the world of game development, The Legend of Zelda: Majora's Mask. The game takes place a few months after the first game, The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time. Link, the main protagonist, is on a quest of his own and somehow ends up in a parallel universe called Termina. While in this new world, Link discovers an ugly truth. Termina will be destroyed by the moon in 3 days if he doesn't do something about it. To Link's advantage, he's able to see a complete timeline, slow or hasten the timeline, reset the timeline altogether, and more. He can also observe characters, alter their schedules throughout the timeline. He can even learn information in some timelines and use that information in others. The game was profound in a way that no game has ever ventured before, and critics universally agree that it could be one of the best video games ever made. Majora's Mask to this day still has a cult following. In July 2005, developer Procedural Arts released an artificial intelligence game called Facade for PC. In the game, players assume the role of a close friend between a married couple, Trip and Grace. When Trip and Grace invite you to their apartment in New York City, the event starts out pleasant but soon becomes strange when the couple begin to confront each other and argue. The player's actions or inactions during this time frame can cause the couple to apologize and get closer together, drive a wedge between them, or cause the player to get kicked out of the apartment. The game's interactive conversation system, 3D environment, and consistent flow of time sparked lots of conversations in the gaming community surrounding adventure games, artificial intelligence, and player action. The game itself was so widely popular that it was included in the book 1001 Video Games You Must Play Before You Die. In January 2011, popular developer Capcom released a game called Ghost Trick Phantom Detective for the Nintendo DS. The game centers around a man named Cecil who's been murdered and is now a disembodied soul. Cecil has no memory of how or why he was murdered, and now he must find out why before the sun rises, otherwise he will pass on. The amazing concept behind Ghost Trick is that Cecil can possess objects in his environment and make them perform actions. For example, possessing an umbrella to open up, or possessing a car to honk, or even possessing a bike to start moving on its own. In order to figure out what happened, Cecil must stop a serial killer from killing off people through timed events. Murders play out in real time. Cecil must try to stop each murder by thwarting plans and possessing objects to stop the killer in their tracks. Sometimes players will need to rewatch murders that happen over and over again in order to solve a puzzle. Ghost Trick Phantom Detective was so popular in both Japan and United States that it received numerous nominations and awards for its storytelling, gameplay, and innovative use of time mechanics. So as you can see, games involving the manipulation of time to solve puzzles are no stranger to the game development industry. However, the way in which these games are created seem to change, and it's always refreshing to see what game developers can do to challenge players with their time manipulation systems. When developer Luis Antonio released his preview for 12 minutes at 2015's PAX East event, he sparked excitement for yet another time manipulation puzzle game. He showed off a prototype game where the player must spend a singular period of time to save not only themselves, but the person they love from danger. Due to development delays, Antonio continued his efforts and even got a hold of publisher Annapurna Interactive. He also got three major actors, James McAvoy, Daisy Ridley, and Willem Dafoe on board as well. All of the casting, development, voice acting, and more happened during the global pandemic. Antonio brought on a larger team to help finish the game, and in 2019, Antonio showed off 12 minutes at Microsoft's E3 event with a release date set for 2020. Due to the pandemic, however, the game was further delayed to 2021. Finally, 12 minutes was released August 19th, 2021. Since its release, 12 minutes has seen universal praise and acclaim. IGN rated the game a 9 out of 10. Metacritic reviews, on the other hand, rounded up to about the 78th percentile. The game released for PC and Xbox. Hideo Kojima, the developer responsible for the Metal Gear games, mentioned, "I haven't been into a game this much since Inside," and he mentioned that he's so inspired by 12 Minutes that he wants to make another adventure game. Over the last several weeks, 12 Minutes has taken the world by storm, filling our Twitch communities, social network feeds, YouTube channels, and more. And rightfully so, the game deserves its praise. 12 Minutes is a top-down style 3D adventure game. The player is in the role of McAvoy's character, the husband. When the husband arrives home from work, a single-bedroom apartment, he's greeted by Daisy Ridley, his wife. The wife announces that she's pregnant and that the couple will be having a baby. The night turns into a celebration filled with dessert, romance, and even dancing. All of that, however, comes to a close when Willem Dafoe's character, a cop, and I'm using air quotes, cop, arrives and arrests the wife, accusing her of a murder that happened 8 years prior to the events of the game. The cop's antics, however, do not seem conventional, hogtying the wife, kicking her, demanding evidence, and ultimately, and tragically, killing the husband by strangling him to death. All is not lost, however. The husband regains consciousness. He's back in his apartment. Time has gone back 12 minutes, and he's now able to relive the final moments all over again. It's now up to the husband to figure out if his wife is accused of murder, work through dialogue, puzzles, and use the information he's discovered to see if he can stop the time loops. One of the amazing features about 12 Minutes is that players are forced to use unconventional means to solve puzzles, including killing their players, interrogating their own partner, and tearing their apartment down left and right, looking for evidence to solve this murder case. The game doesn't penalize the player at all, other than resetting the time loop on failed scenarios. The husband's injuries and deaths are never sustained, and he's always back to normal again in each time loop reset. This gives the player ample time to fully explore their environment and embody the husband's character. The average play length for 12 minutes is 6 to 8 hours to complete, with 3 official credits rolling endings and multiple non-canon endings that do cause time loops. I think what makes 12 minutes such an interesting game is that the storyline and the controls of the game make it very, very incredibly easy to learn the different scenarios and get better. For example, if the player clicks a mug, the husband puts it away in his inventory. Click on the wife, and dialogue options appear. Take an item out of your inventory, and the husband knows exactly what to do with it. The game really makes it easy and natural playing as the main character, and instead of fighting the engine trying to learn the mechanics, you already feel like you're part of this world, and you're doing natural solutions to solve these puzzles. I have to give a lot of credit for that kind of logic and puzzle solving. It's really natural, and developer Antonio must have done a really good job with QA and testing and testing and testing in order to make this possible. Overall, I believe that 12 Minutes is a very unique adventure game in its own way because of the storyline and the way that the mechanics of time are being used within these situations. Whenever you pause the game, you see a representation of how much time you have left in the form of a pocket watch. The player can easily go back and forth between these scenarios, and you can easily see how much time you have left. However, and I don't know if this is by design, but Antonio did not include any sort of timeline. He did not include an evidence system. He did not include any sort of item system that shows you more information about what you've learned. A lot of what you go through in the game, a lot of the knowledge that you gain happens on the spot. So you may be finding yourself learning these new pieces of information and having to write it down or having to remember it. For example, at some point in the game, you will find a phone number. And unless you're good at memorizing phone numbers, you may need to write the phone number down in order to remember what that phone number was. Another example I can give you is in the game, there is a scenario in which you have to prove a character that you're stuck in a time loop. The only way to do so is to remember certain situations that happened during previous loops and then use that as evidence to convince another player in the game that you are in fact in a time loop. The game uses puzzle solving in very intricate ways, and it really causes the player to have to really think hard, remember things of their own. It really truly feels like you are embodying the husband and that you are stuck in the time loop. You don't have the time to go into a evidence system or a knowledge base. You literally just have to do and act within the best way you can. And that's what I find so unique and refreshing with 12 Minutes, is that it's very much a game that's about thinking, but also doing. You will find yourself doing and being compulsive. You will tear down the apartment. You will try every action you can possibly think of. What makes this game so unique is that it's a blast to watch. I feel like Antonio is the kind of developer that maybe enjoys watching other people play video games, or that enjoys people watching other people play video games. I get the impression that he perhaps watches a lot of Twitch streams, because when I myself have streamed this game on Twitch, the audience really engages with the scenarios. People throw out ideas as if it's a platform, and then it's fun to see streamers like myself or like others take these ideas into account and do them on screen and then see the good or bad that happens from it. It's a very interactive and very refreshing experience. It creates this whole platform where the player is playing the game, but then others are watching and they're also throwing ideas at you to help you. It's almost like an escape room, or almost like a team building experience. And even if you're just playing solo, trying to see the gears like turn in your head and trying to see those opportunities as they arise, it's really cool. And it really emphasizes the whole concept of adventure games making you a more smart person, or adventure games, you know, teaching you something new. And that is one of the reasons why I love adventure games in general, because of how effective they are at teaching you something new through storytelling, through puzzles that you're solving, and so on and so forth. The whole time system in 12 Minutes is also very different than other games I've mentioned in the beginning of my episode, because the reset of time happens so quickly and in such a natural way that every time a loop happens, or every time a reset happens, you don't really feel upset by it. You just feel like, okay, that's something I tried. I learned something new from it. I got some new dialogue. Let's just get up and try again and try again and try again, and so on and so forth. And you just keep learning. And the game really does a great job at this trial and error scenario. Sometimes video games fall into this situation where people do not appreciate the trial and error scenarios. They feel like they might be getting, you know, gameplay from an unfair system. I don't feel that way with 12 Minutes. I feel like it's intentional with 12 Minutes. I feel like Antonio intentionally designed the game to put us into the husband's shoes, to embody the husband, to make us feel frustrated that we didn't have enough time to do this specific thing, or that we thought it was over, but now there's another loop, or that, you know, we thought that we thought the plot twist of the game was good, and then all of a sudden we're still in the loop. There's so many scenarios here going on, and I think it was intentional that Antonio wants us to feel that trial and error. He wants us to feel that frustration. He wants us to go through that loop and think to ourselves, wait, but I thought I did it right. Or wait, there was something else I didn't do. Or wait, there's some more dialogue I did not get the chance to address with my wife yet. Or wait, is there something that I didn't do right? And going through these loops over and over and over and over and over again, it's so refreshing. And watching myself do it and watch other players do it is such an interesting experience, because everyone thinks differently. No two people think the same. So when you're watching, you know, when I'm watching myself play it, or when I'm watching other friends of mine on streams play it, it's so cool seeing that, for example, one person might go the interrogation route first, where another person might just go the item route first and just be hands-on with items and mess around with things. It's so cool seeing how different people react to situations and how different people think in certain situations that get them from point A to point B. And it all drives home this idea that no two people learn the same thing by doing the same thing. Everyone learns their own way. Some people are more hands-on. Other people are better listeners. Some people talk to characters first. Other people look at items first. Some people decide to mess around immediately, where other people want to explore a little bit. It's amazing to see that 12 minutes is the kind of game that sparks this level of engagement and does it in such a natural way that you're not even fighting the game mechanics. You feel like you're the husband. If you use an item, you are immediately in the mind of the husband and you're not thinking twice about it. It really puts this level of engagement into the game so well that it feels like you're inside this living, breathing world. Antonio had a larger idea planned out for this game. He wanted it to be a full 24 hours, and he also wanted the game to take place in a neighborhood. Due to the scope of the game and the fact that he's an indie game developer, he ended up scaling the game back and ultimately decided to do a one-bedroom apartment and then 12 minutes. How it is cool to me to hear that he wanted to go that scope and go that far with it. And because of the 12 minutes' success, I wouldn't be surprised if he did consider writing a sequel, and this whole neighborhood approach might end up being part of a sequel. I would not be surprised to hear if the resources and the funds he gets from this game actually help propel a sequel in the same universe, or a sequel in the same kind of system that he used from this game. I would not be surprised at all. I'm so proud of it. Whenever I see stories of indie game developers that go through this struggle and create these kinds of games, I always get so proud and so happy, especially as an indie game developer myself with my own game in development. It makes me really happy being able to see this kind of experience and see these kinds of games coming out. And I'm so happy for Antonio, for Annapurna Interactive, for being able to create this kind of experience for us and to really drive home such an amazing cinematic experience. I mean, James McAvoy, Daisy Ridley, and Willem Dafoe. For those of you that don't know, James McAvoy, I'm most familiar with him from the M. Night Shyamalan films, Split. He was really good in that film. Daisy Ridley is from Star Wars, and then Willem Dafoe is the Green Goblin from one of the early Spider-Man films. So these were big actors that came in and did voice work for these games, and they do a fantastic job at voice acting these roles. I truly felt like I was watching a McAvoy film. I felt like I was watching Ridley and Dafoe on screen. This game really does a great job at feeling like you're watching a movie. It feels like you're in a Netflix show. I mean, for the 6 to 8 hours that it takes to complete, it really does feel like you're watching a TV show play out. That you're looking at episode, that you're binge watching a show. It really feels that way on screen. And especially because the player's input makes a big difference, feeling like you're inside this interactive TV show or this interactive game, it's just so cool and so innovative in so many ways. Like I'm so impressed by 12 minutes. I'm so impressed by the experience. And even though it is in some ways somewhat linear, it's just non-linear enough that getting to point from point A to point B has so many ways to get there, and that no two ways are wrong or right. It doesn't really matter how, because figuring out the new information, you know, really, regardless of how you get to that point, you're gonna get to that point at some point. And the voice acting of the game is so positive and so essential, and it really added to the atmosphere of the game. That was a lot. I recommend 12 minutes. I highly recommend 12 minutes. I think 12 minutes is the kind of game that and that any audience could really enjoy. I think that the game is probably better suited for audiences that are comfortable with thrillers and horror genre. Some critics did say that the game should definitely have a disclaimer before the game starts, saying, warning, this game contains violence, this game contains blood, this game contains some really uncomfortable situations here. Please be careful. There is a scene in the game where the player, in order to solve the puzzle, has to do something that's out of their control. And there are some uncomfortable situations that the player must go through in order to solve the puzzle. Is it new to the storytelling? No. Are there games that have done it worse? Yes. I think the game should probably update themselves. I think Antonio should probably update the game and include a disclaimer at the beginning just to say, hey, there are some uncomfortable scenes in this game. Please view this at your own risk. Viewer discretion is advised, similar to how TV shows do it, like American Horror Story, for example. I think that would be really helpful as well. Because there were some uncomfortable scenes. Are they new to the gaming world? No. I mean, I've played Resident Evil, I've played Silent Hill, I've played games that do it way worse than 12 minutes. However, I still think that a disclaimer of some sort should still be in there. Other than that, though, I really don't have any other critiques for 12 minutes. I will say that the three endings you can get in the game left me wanting more. Whenever I play games like this that involve time manipulation, a lot of them seem to have the same general ending, which is something somber or sad. And 12 minutes is no, you know, they don't shy away from that. It's the same concept. A lot of this game definitely will not. You will leave this game with mixed feelings, I think. But I don't think it's in a bad way. I think that it's just the story Antonio was weaving. And I do wish there was a better circumstance. I wish there was a better way to tell the story, that it could have ended a little bit more on a positive note. But, and this is by no means a spoiler, it's just that when you have a game like this, with the setup that Antonio built his world around, it's really hard to have a happy ending. It really is. And there's a lot of themes that I think in this game really tries to handle. Like, for example, ignorance being bliss. You know, the less sometimes you don't need to know the whole truth about something, or sometimes the lie, like the difference between lying and the truth, like, is a lie sometimes better, or is ignorance sometimes the better scenario between, you know, a truth and an ignorance? Like, are you better off like having the lie? Another thing I want to bring up is a quote in this game that I really liked. The quote is, "For it is only by forgetting that we ever really drop the thread of time and approach the experience of living in the present moment, so elusive in ordinary hours." It's by Michael Pollan. I can't pronounce it, but I'll say it again. "For it is only by forgetting that we ever really drop the thread of time and approach the experience of living in the present moment, so elusive in ordinary hours." I think what makes this quote very effective is that there's more than one way to interpret it. And if you play the game 12 minutes for yourself, you might interpret it differently. And that is what separates a game between being just a video game and being art. And I think that 12 minutes profoundly steps into the artwork category, because you can leave this game with different feelings. You can leave this game with different with different ways of interpreting it. And I think that anyone leaving this game will definitely have a different opinion about it. Going back to the quote, however, "For it is only by forgetting that we ever really drop the thread of time and approach the experience of living in the present moment." You ever like go to work and you see this meme online where it's like, "I went to work today and I worked 8 hours and I checked the clock and it's only been 5 minutes." It reminds me, this quote reminds me of that, that it's only by forgetting that we ever really drop the thread of time and approach the experience of living in the present moment. When you're really engaged in something, you are forgetting that time is passing, and you are doing so much that you are living in the present moment. And then you look up and you're like, "Oh my gosh, it's been 4 hours already," or, "Oh my gosh, it's been a whole day already." And it's funny because you're not conscious about the time of the passing of time, and you're just living in that present moment. I think there's a lot to say about that quote, and it's such an interesting quote. Because I think a lot of people tend to focus on time a lot. People seem to focus on their schedules or when something is due or about the future or about the past, about so many things, so many anxiety, so many things in their lives that they never really just forget about those experiences for a moment and just live in the present moment, just live. And that is one takeaway that I took from 12 minutes that, you know, as someone like myself that suffers from anxiety, I do have that problem. I do have that anxiety with time. And I think one of the lessons that 12 minutes has taught me playing after playing it is that I really need to start living in the moment more. I really need to start not having all this anxiety all the time with what could be, or what I'm missing out on, or who I am and who I'm not. I think the game has forced me since playing it to just be, and that it's okay to just be me right now in this present moment, this current version of who I am, and that it's forced me to accept myself in ways, or and accept, you know, the choices I've made. And accept, you know, who I am. Accept that there are some things that you just can't change or can't control in your life. And that is okay. As long as you pick up yourself and you learn from your mistakes and you don't find yourself obsessing over the past, that's really all you can do. Because it is only by forgetting that we ever really drop the thread of time and approach the experience of living in the present moment. It's such a Zen thing, but it's such a beautiful quote, and I really, really enjoy it. And I have to give Michael Pollan a lot of credit for creating that quote, because it's so beautiful. And I got to give 12 minutes a lot of credit for making that quote more conscious for us. This game definitely tells a very interesting story, but the takeaway, which is that quote, really is appropriate and effective for the game. And I have to give the developers credit for that, for making that very clear. I walked out of this game with a whole new change in perception of myself and my life and what I want to do with my life. And it's been quite a roller coaster ride. And that is my full analysis of 12 minutes. In the next section of my podcast, I will do the concluding thoughts, and that will be it for this week. So tune in. So that was quite a journey. I am so excited to finally finish off the show by giving you my final thoughts surrounding 12 minutes. It's a great game. I have to give Luis Antonio so much. I got to take my hat off to him to give him all this credit for such an amazing game that he made. And if it's your first time hearing of this game, I highly recommend that you either buy the game for yourself on Steam or on Xbox, or I recommend you check out my YouTube channel, Italian Gamer Joe, and watch my 3-part playlist of me walking through 12 minutes and checking out my live commentary, and it's always a good time. Definitely check out either my YouTube channel, Italian Gamer Joe, and watch 12 minutes there, or purchase the game for yourself, or why not both? Porque no los dos? Why not do both? So I want to thank you all for, if you're listening to this podcast, for taking the time to support my content, support my Twitch stream. If you haven't done so before, I highly recommend you download Twitch, check out Twitch, and follow my Twitch streams. I stream pretty frequently and I play a lot of different adventure games. Also, if you prefer more to watch the videos after I stream, you're more than welcome to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Italian Gamer Joe. Once again, it's Italian Gamer Joe, all one word. I really, really enjoyed 12 Minutes. I thought it was a great game. I thought the game design element of it was just spot on, beautiful. And I really recommend this game to audiences that enjoy thrillers and horror type games. This game definitely won't be the most comfortable if you are not a fan of thrillers or those kinds of games. I think there are scenes in this game that can be uncomfortable for some audiences. However, I still think it's a great game. I think it's like watching a Netflix show or movie. I mean, it's so good. And like I said before in the beginning of my review, while this gameplay system of time manipulation isn't exactly new, the concept and the engine of the way time is handled is done very innovatively and done very well. And it's definitely effective and appropriate. And it really gives the adventure game genre a whole new concept to work around and play with. And I got to give Antonio lots of credit for taking the time to really make his idea come to light, because there are so many indie games out there that are still in development hell, that are still going through these processes. And Antonio was able to do it. He was able to get his game out there, and he was able to show off a really innovative experience that told the story from start to finish. And it had a theme. I loved this game. I love 12 Minutes, and I highly recommend anybody that's interested in those types of games to go check it out. It's worth your $20. This is a long adventure game, which is even cooler. I mean, you will definitely get 6 to 8 hours of gameplay from this experience. Unless you're using a walkthrough, or unless you're having like friends help you, you will definitely get your money's worth. You will definitely get a great experience out of this. In my playthrough, I beat it twice. So I think I spent well over maybe 12 to 14 hours on it, just because I was trying achievement hunt. So, I mean, with my Steam account, so it's a good game. You will definitely get your money's worth for the price you're paying. I highly recommend it. I cannot recommend it enough. Definitely get 12 Minutes. So this concludes my Italian Gamer Joe episode of the week. I want to say thank you all for tuning in. I'm so happy that I'm continuing with my podcast, and tune in next week for another review, next Sunday for another review. Hopefully I will post the podcast episode sooner than 7 o'clock at night, but I am going to try to start being more consistent with my podcast episodes, because I do have fans that do enjoy listening to my content. So I just want to say thank you all so much again for taking the time to listen to my show. If you have any feedback, or you want to send me some ideas or some games that you want me to try playing, you are welcome to reach out to me on any of my social media channels. I'm Italian Gamer Joe. You can reach out to me on Twitch, on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. You can reach out to me through any of these channels. You can also join my Italian Gamer Joe Discord community. The link to my Discord community is in Twitch. So if you go to my Twitch stream, you can also join my Discord community, where you can reach out to me there and you can talk to me there. You can recommend some games you want me to play. I play a variety of games, but I mostly stick to adventure games, including Nancy Drew, obviously 12 Minutes, and much, much more. Once again, I want to thank you all so much for taking the time to listen to my show. I will be here again next week. I hope you all have a fantastic evening. Buona notte a tutti, everybody, and have a great night. See you all next time.
calabrese, do the mumble like a crazy river.